This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Trillville Thursday, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Get to the back page in just a couple of minutes, back into the big story of the day at 1 o'clock. Quite a few things have gone down in college football over the last week or so, including some of the reporting about how much revenue-sharing money UGA and other schools, but UGA specifically, is going to have for football, basketball, and other sports. We'll get into that. As well as Josh Brooks' comments on G-Day. Really, really love what he had to say about G-Day.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. And then an AMA is an hour from right now.
I missed a couple things in the NFL No Huddle. It was the Saints said they're sticking with Derek Carr,
yep,
being their quarterback one.
You believe that, or is that just what you say this time of year?
I think it goes back to something that me and you said about the Saints last week. They might as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they might as well let him play. You know, and because they're going to be bad, and yeah, they're going to have so much money and all that, they might as well let
him. You're going to have to pay him either way.
Yes. Yeah,
so you need a quarterback. My only thing is he might be too good.
Yeah, so you might as well do that one.
If this year's quarterback class was last year's quarterback class, do you think that would change the Saints? Like, the fact that there's only two guys.
Yeah, that's, yeah, I think
where are they drafting?
The
8 or 9.
No, the way that this quarterback class is, it's going to change a lot of the teams that need quarterbacks this year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're going to look at it from the standpoint, well, what is next year's class like?
Right.
Especially
right,
when you talk about teams that got first year head coaches,
yep,
or the Giants with Brian Daboll.
Right. Coaches that desperately, yes, need to win so they don't get fired.
Exactly. So yeah, why would I go grab a quarterback now?
Right. If we don't, we got to win, period.
Well, yes.
Context doesn't matter.
Look at
we
Bears.
Just have to win.
Look at the Bears.
Yeah.
Last year. Should have fired Matt Eberflus, started all the way over.
Yep.
So why would you go draft a quarterback into that?
Yeah, no, that's right. Now, the Saints have all the right ingredients for just getting rid of as much of the salary cap problems,
yes,
as they have.
Yes.
And then getting to the draft next year where it's supposed to be quarterback rich.
Like,
but, we don't know, but it seems like it probably will
now,
be.
Now, with me saying that, I'm trying to get Arch.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
no, me. If that's what
I'm trying to get Arch. I think Derek Carr can win too many more games.
That's my problem.
So let me go get Spencer Rattler.
Yeah, that's my main issue with,
yes,
with Carr.
Yes.
He's like, he's too good,
yes,
for what we need.
Exactly.
Like, well, I'll pay him to go away.
Yes.
Start Jake Haener. And,
oh, and he starts Spencer Rattler.
Yeah, put Haener in there. Try to win two games and make sure we get Arch Manning. And we can reset the deal,
yes,
with a Manning,
yes,
in New Orleans?
Yes.
Come on. That's,
yes.
I think, I don't know. We solved that problem for him a couple weeks,
yeah,
ago. I will say this. I was thinking about this last night, just kind of looking at some of the mock drafts and guys working out at the combine and all of that. And I think people have changed their thoughts on this because of what went down with Kirk Cousins. But as much crap as the Falcons took nationally last year for signing Cousins and then drafting Penix, I know we're happy that they drafted Penix now because of what happened with Cousins, but think about just in terms of what this draft is, too.
Yes.
Like, because they'd be drafting 15th either way. You know what
right,
I mean? And if they didn't have Michael Penix, then obviously the Cousins thing is done. Maybe you'd just be bringing him back. Like maybe that's what it would be.
Yes, you know, if Michael Penix isn't the quarterback here, yes, Kirk Cousins would probably come
back. But say all the Kirk Cousins stuff has happened the same way. So you're moving on.
Right.
Then what are we doing right now? Like, ooh. I was thinking, that's what I was thinking. It's like, that'd be a dark time. We'd be talking about Stafford, right? Mm-hmm. Like maybe trying to do something like that.
He loves his time at Georgia.
Maybe you'd be like crazy enough to talk yourself into Aaron Rodgers.
No.
Or then you'd be like, I don't know, Jackson Dart looked pretty good against Georgia.
Yes, that's
maybe
the
you
one.
Can trade back.
That's the one.
But all conversations that I'm thankful that we don't have to entertain.
Yes.
You know who the quarterback is.
Right.
Seems like he's going to be very good. Hopefully he's amazing. So, again, as much as things have gone wrong for sure over the last handful of years under Terry Fontenot, they got that. They got it. They got the quarterback. So how the process in which they got here is not like the greatest process ever, but the result was pretty good. So thankful for that, given what the alternative could have been. All right, let's get to the back page with Abe. Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at solomonbrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Abe.
Hi, fellas.
Hi, Abe.
I brought some of this audio to you yesterday. A little bit of it is new as well. But going back to that Illinois-Duke basketball game, they really – it was 50 points, right? Like – poor Gus and Gus Johnson and Jim Jackson, they really ran out of
this. This is where I started telling too many personal secrets yesterday.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Oh. Yes.
So I'm gonna try to keep it together today.
This is where that she let everybody know.
Somehow the Duke Illinois game led to all of that.
Yes.
So
well,
here we are again, 24 hours later. I'm gonna try to keep it together today.
I think it's a little bit more innocent, but Gus Johnson has a definitive favorite style of pizza. Oh.
Hey, Jimmy, Chicago, Detroit, or New York pizza?
Oh, that's easy.
Really? Oh, New York.
Oh, come on.
Hey, no question. The square pizzas in Detroit is cool.
Oh, okay.
Chicago is sometimes too thick.
Yes.
New York?
Here's your New York pizza, brother. Go ahead.
I'm on a diet. Hey, you know, I can eat pizza.
If that was Detroit pizza, you'd eat it.
No, I would.
Right here.
If it was Detroit pizza, it'd be like 12,000 squares here. God. What are you talking about?
Okay, I never knew that about Detroit pizza. It's the first time I ever had. I didn't realize that they have the square pizza. That's, that's their thing. Like,
yep, that's their thing.
Okay, never knew. I've had Chicago pizza, style pizza plenty of times. It's all right.
I really like it, I can't get it every time.
Yeah,
like, if we're ordering pizza, my assumption is it's going to be, I don't know, it's New York just regular style pizza?
It's, yeah, big triangles.
Big triangles. Yeah. It's not that.
A little thinner, maybe.
Thinner, okay.
Some
but like
places,
that's, but when you order the New York style,
it's pizza, though.
Generally the normal style of pizza. I like a deep dish pizza every once in a while, but it's like on occasion.
Right.
You know, I'm not doing it every time.
Also going on, as you guys talked about the NFL Combine, coaches are making their rounds away to various media members, and including new coaches. And Ben Johnson, he's willing to do pretty much anything to get the Chicago Bears a Super Bowl.
If there was a button that you could press, and if you press the button, the Bears would win 10 Super Bowls, but one random Bears fan would die. Would you press that button?
Can I not just give a body part instead?
Yeah.
Pinky?
Yeah, which
pinky?
Body part would you sacrifice?
Well, I've got the three kids. My wife is already telling me what I need to do next.
Uh-huh.
So I guess we can go with the testicles.
That
right?
Testicles.
Damn.
Damn.
Hang on a second.
Good.
Whoa.
You didn't have to do both of them. You could have just said
just
one. One's fine.
Okay, just one.
Okay.
What?
Does he know a vasectomy is not, they don't take them?
Does he realize that?
Guys, he's all in.
He's well.
Something.
Yeah, he's all.
He ain't on something.
He's all without soon. But did he? Because he just said we've got three kids, and we're talking about. Does he know that a vasectomy is not a removal?
I mean, he's focused on football.
They just go in there, and I don't know what they do. Disconnect a hose or something. I don't know what it is, but that's probably what it is. Something medical. You know.
I don't like the fact that a question of having to lose limbs for something good to happen.
Yeah.
It's just, well, that was his suggestion. Yeah, the question they asked
is... It could just be bad. You know what? It could be bad if I got to lose a limb for my team to win a game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I will never sacrifice anything. I mean, George already won a championship. But for anything, I will never, for like an accomplishment, like sports. I'm not cutting nothing off.
Not a
or
limb.
Sacrifice. I'm not doing none of that.
That was his suggestion. The question, though, was one random Bears fan has to die.
Why would I want somebody to die?
Yeah.
Because you get 10 Super Bowls.
I can't do that.
I can't kill nobody. I
can't kill anybody. Because you never know who it's. What if it's a really old Bears fan? You know?
If it was like
Hallis is gone.
I was gonna say like one of Hallis's homegirls,
like Gene Hackman passed away last night or recently, whatever, at 95.
Yes.
Now there's some mystery surrounding that because also his wife and dog died. Maybe there was a gas leak, whatever. But like
they keep saying no foul play.
Say you got a 95. But my problem is this: like if you've been a lifelong Bears fan, do they get to see the first Super Bowl before they die, or do they have to die first?
Well, that doesn't matter to me here.
It matters to me because
you got to go for the cause.
I want to see all of them. The one thing about, and you know, we just talking about Gene Hackman, is I like Hoosiers. Now, I don't like Hoosiers more than some people that I know.
Yes, Hoosiers is like religious for some people.
Yeah, I think it's a cool
movie.
It's
a good movie.
It's a good movie. Now, I've met people who, like you said,
it's like, all right.
Yeah, all right, okay.
Pump
the brakes.
It's a good movie.
It's a good movie, but damn. And that's what happened when he passed away. That was the first thing I thought about. I was like, oh, hell, here come all these damn Hoosier people.
What's your favorite Gene Hackman movie?
Hoosiers?
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What's it?
I don't know. There's a lot of them. He's so good. Royal Tenenbaums, he was hilarious in that movie.
I love, you know why I like him?
Mississippi Burning, he was so good in that movie.
He was.
The movie
was
really
good.
No
Way Out, he was awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was in, what was the one, was he in Crimson Tide?
Yes.
God, that movie was good.
Yes.
The Firm, really good. He's just in a lot of good movies.
Yes. But, yeah, he's known for Hoosiers.
Yeah. Yeah, people know, and people love Hoosiers.
Yes.
Sure, too.
You're a Hoosier lover?
Definitely Abe loves Hoosiers.
Yeah, of course. I also went to college in Indiana, not because of the movie,
right.
but you're talking about the people who like.
Oh yeah, you are
a little bit above and beyond.
You literally
like, the love
are a
of
Hoosier.
That movie,
right?
It's those people.
Right. You never talk about it.
What?
I just mentioned it.
I know, but like you know, you went to Georgia. Everybody knows that for various reasons.
And people listen.
I talk
they
about
know.
UW all the time.
Yeah,
can't shut up about it. Even BU.
Yes.
I've been blabbing about lately.
Well, what
never
do you want to know?
Never talks but about the Hoosiers.
You want to know.
But it took me a while because, like, again, Abe used to work in the morning. So very rarely did I get to hear Abe unless I was doing something in the morning. But there's two things I always thought when I first took a job here at 929 again.
Can I guess what the two things are? Because I think I know what
they are.
That Abe went to Florida and Bo Morgan went to Florida.
Yes, Bo Morgan. When Wendy was here, I thought
Wendy went to Florida.
I thought my man M.O., I thought he went to Georgia. This is my thought process behind just not knowing because, I have this bubble. I always thought, and that's just, again, me being away from other stuff.
Right.
I always thought that you root for the school that you went to.
I've been very open that I didn't go to Florida.
Again, I didn't know
that.
It's kind of weird how it's all Florida, too.
Yeah, what the hell's wrong with y'all?
Wendy, Bo, and
I can't speak for them and why they were. For me, it was just because my father went to Florida.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's my direct.
Why don't you go to Florida then, Abe?
I thought the major mattered.
Yeah, no, you got duped, like all of us.
Guess what didn't matter?
The big lie they told us about college undergraduate majors.
Yeah, didn't matter.
You know what you should do is go into debt for it. All right. Where do I sign?
Oh, yeah, that's another one. He was Shane Falco's
coach. He was replacement.
Yeah, that's right.
What a horrible damn movie.
Because Abe's doing, can I tease it? We won't have to do it. Can I tease the topic that
if
you're going to
do? If you want, sure.
Abe's got a topic coming up this weekend off of Gene Hackman's death, inspired by Gene Hackman's death, about greatest sports movie actors.
Okay.
Like, who are the greatest sports movie actors of all time?
Oh, okay, gotcha. Well, I put Omar Epps because he's the most versatile.
That's what
the first
I said.
One that Andy
he played
said.
Every sport.
He played every sport.
He played every sport.
That's how many what movies I said. Though? Like we can do a very short.
What do you mean? He was a baseball player,
Major League Two.
Right, so Major League Two.
Although that movie was not
right.
Good.
He was a college football player.
Yeah.
Program.
Yep.
He was a basketball player.
Loving basketball.
Yeah. Yep.
And
the program and Loving Basketball are good
because here's what you'll run into, Randy, and it's not about the athlete; it's about each actor's resume of sports movies, right?
You didn't know there were rules. Well,
how much time we got left this day?
Randy,
you know what? Hey,
there's always rules.
Save for the people, baby.
I got one more piece of sound. Yeah, I got one more piece of sound I want to get out. We're doing Sports Jeopardy.
If you want to hear more on that topic, though,
what time are you on? What time?
Game's on Sunday.
Sunday, 2 to 6.
2 to 6.
But speaking of legendary college basketball coaches, Mr. Hurley over in UConn was fielding questions yesterday, and I think he kind of misunderstood what the purpose of this one was.
I mean, I think the press has been a on me the whole year. Oh, you? Oh, wait, you mean the? Oh, I thought you meant just people acting far worse than me. What was that? I didn't know what you were, I didn't know what you were talking about there. I'm sorry.
So, someone asked him how he's been handling the press, and he kind of just went off on like the media.
He thought he
the press.
The media, but
that's
the
a question
actual,
about like your team on the floor when press. Teams press you
on the floor.
This dude,
that's a sensitive fella.
This dude has become such a
short
damn
fuse
dork.
On that one.
He's a back-to-back national championship winning coach.
This dude has
right now.
Become such a like everybody's against me type. You know what?
Pretty
whatever.
Weird.
Whatever.
Pretty weird. The other thing too is we didn't talk about it that much because we don't talk that much about college basketball. But a couple weeks ago when he cussed at the ref and said I'm the best coach in the sport,
yes,
it's not even true. Rick Pitino coaches at St. John's.
Boy, I remember how some Georgia people were like, we don't want him up there at Georgia. I was like, really? Okay.
I don't know why.
To be fair, they did lose that head-to-head, St. John's.
Oh, that's true. Georgia did beat St.
They
St.
did
John's.
Beat them. And your point.
And now St. John's has figured it out.
And enjoy the bubble.
That's a good basketball team, man. Just like all the teams that he coaches always are. But whatever. We'll come back and get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us on the Trillville Thursday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.